For our GeoQuiz today, we're following the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. As we reported earlier, the oil spill has started to wash up on the Louisiana coastline. Emergency crews continue the struggle to contain the spill. One of the staging areas is a tiny town on a wisp of land at the end of what's called the Great River Road. That road runs the course of the Mississippi River. The town's name recalls one of the world's great cities, also built on marshland. But this town is so small, it doesn't even show up in U.S. Census Bureau statistics. It was nearly wrecked by Hurricane Katrina 5 years ago, and now the spill. So what's the name of this fragile little town at the end of the last road south in the Mississippi River Delta? We'll be right back with the answer. Okay, the answer is Venice, Louisiana. In the last couple of days, it's also become the hub for efforts to rescue birds affected by the oil spill. Jay Holcomb is the director of the International Bird Rescue Research Center. In the past, he's helped rescue birds affected by oil spills in several places, from Spain and Norway to South Africa and Alaska. We reached him just as he was about to catch a plane for Louisiana. I asked him how he felt as he headed toward this disaster.
Well, you know, I've done a lot of spills, and here's the good things and the bad things. The good thing is that off the coast where the oil has been, there's not a lot of birds that spend a lot of time offshore. The bad thing is that it has the potential of hitting the coastline of four different states, and that it is nesting time for a lot of birds. So we know that a lot of the outer islands in Louisiana have nesting pelicans and terns and gulls and other things like that, and they're vulnerable because they're sitting on eggs, they're feeding their young, and they feed in the coastal water. So impacting a few of the adults could impact their ability to raise young. So that's the big risk.
What species of birds are most immediately threatened by the spill, and what are some of the others that could get caught up in the mess?
The immediate ones are coastal, what we call coastal birds, birds that live right along, you know, you see them when you go to the beach or in the marshes. And those would be brown and white pelicans. There's a place called the Breton National Wildlife Refuge, and that's a big risk. They have hundreds of pairs of pelicans nesting there right now. The other ones would be gulls and terns. You know, these are birds that feed along the coast and eat fish and feed in the tidal areas, and those are the big ones. If the oil gets into the marsh areas, which there is a lot of, you know, I mean, there's everything from alligators in there to herons and egrets and all the wading birds, and those are the other ones that are really vulnerable, wading birds from little tiny sandpipers all the way up to larger herons.
And sea turtles as well, I guess.
Sea turtles are a big risk, and they're nesting on some of the beaches from Florida all the way over to Texas, and so their babies come out, and they're at a high risk. You know, they feed out in the open water, and then they come up for air, and if they come up into the oil, they can breathe in the fumes, they can eat the oil. They're really at pretty high risk. They're one of the species, I think, right now that are at the most high risk.
You've worked on numerous spills that are from oil tankers where the volume of oil aboard is finite. Have you ever worked on any oil rig spills where the volume seemingly just keeps coming?
Yeah, we have. But, you know, there aren't that many, thank God. We actually responded to the Ixtoc spill back in the early 70s in the same area. But, it, you know, the oil mostly stayed out at sea, and I think they were able to stop the leak or do something to the point where there were hardly any birds impacted. I think there were only a couple of birds that were ever found. So that was good. But mostly it's been ships and pipelines, but they're either shut off or stopped. And even though some of them, like the Exxon Valdez, the oil moved around all summer long, it basically was slowly coming to an end. So nothing quite like this, as far as I can remember.
Now, you helped save 21,000 penguins off the coast of Cape Town, South Africa, when the MV Treasure sank and spilled its cargo of oil. How does that experience washing oil off penguins in Cape Town lend itself to helping save the brown pelicans in the Gulf of Mexico?
That's a really good question. Penguins are a little bit easier to deal with because you can herd them, and they're very robust, so you don't have to feed them, and they don't have as high a metabolism as some of these species. But the thing that's similar to this, or what could be similar to it, I should say, is the size of the spill could be so big that we have to set up multiple places and provide care to potentially large amounts of birds, and therefore it becomes a logistical challenge. How do you provide for all these animals and for the needs of the people and the equipment and all that stuff? And that's the comparison that I've been able to to make between it is that it's just the size potential of it and the wildlife impact of it that's could be similar. Right now it's not, but it could get there.
Jay Holcomb, Executive Director of the International Bird Rescue Research Center. Jay, good luck with the job.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.